a great day in the studio. I'm excited, Levon, that we get to have our first audio session with people going through this course. So for those of you listening in, welcome. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us. Levon, we're going to dive right into this. So here's where people are in the course. They've just started to read a paragraph or two on this claim that we're making about an entrepreneurial God. Why would we want to make that claim? And is that really true?
Well, the first thing, when people read that, I have a worry that they would meet it with dismissiveness, because they would say, entrepreneur? I'm not one of them. That's one of those crazy people who go out and build companies. I'm not one of them. And if you fall into that thinking, you will have missed the entire point of what we're trying to do in this first session. We want you to know that God was the original and first entrepreneur. And in addition, he created us in his likeness.
So when we say entrepreneur, the first thing that pops in our mind or someone's mind is a Richard Branson or a Steve Jobs or an Elon Musk, and that's entrepreneur, someone who starts a business. Is that fair to make that definition and associated with the word entrepreneur?
No. If you go back to what spurred God to create the world, you'll understand that there are many types of entrepreneurs, of which you are one of them. You may be inactive, you may be in denial, but very definitely you are a built-in DNA-rich entrepreneur.
So what that means is there's traits in me that I may be using or may not be using, and it doesn't necessarily mean I have to have started a business to display the traits. I could be displaying the traits a lot of different ways. Take us to the creation story. Prove to us that God is entrepreneurial.
Look at the language that is used at the beginning of Genesis. In the beginning, God. And then it says, he created the planets, the earth, the heaven. And then he said this, they were void and empty. And that is the first definition of an entrepreneur. They see something in an area of nothingness that is a problem or a incompletion, and they feel the stir inside to do something. In God's case, then he began to create the heavens and the earth, the stars, the sun, day and night, and on and on and on.
So really, anytime I see a problem and look to solve it, anytime I've seen an opportunity and pursued it, anytime I've gone out to help someone in any way, I've likely been leveraging my entrepreneurial traits, the same ones that God has in him that he's imprinted in me. And for some people listening, you may go, I don't know, I've never thought of myself as entrepreneurial. I've just never associated that word with me. Others are like, oh man, that's so great to hear, because I've always felt that in me. But I would encourage all of you to think about it this way. If God is a creator, and if God is a problem solver, and you have some of those traits, isn't that exciting to associate? One of the things you've pointed out to me, Levon, is really God is in the creation and problem-solving business through the whole history of man. Talk about that.
Yep, that's our God. That's what makes God, God. And for us to be serving on planet Earth in his likeness, we must do the very same thing. See a void and say, that's not right. See a problem and say, that shouldn't exist, and you will feel the first inklings of the calling of God.
Yeah, if you really think about it, for let's say someone listening in is a mom and says, well, I don't have a full-time job right now. I've taken some time away to raise my kids. So not only do I not own a business, I don't even have a full-time employment role. How am I entrepreneurial? And I would say to you, mom, consider what you do all day long. In serving your kids, in looking for opportunities, in fixing problems, in finding solutions for them. What are they going to study? What are they going to read? What are they going to be doing before nap time? What are they going to be doing after nap time? Oh, one of them fell and got hurt. How am I going to solve that problem? In your study guide, you will see a set of research-backed traits. Now, this research into entrepreneurial behavior goes back 50, 70 years. And more recently, a college in Florida aggregated all that academic research on entrepreneurial behavior and identified 14 traits that, quote, entrepreneurs, unquote, display when being entrepreneurial. go to your study guide and look at those traits. You'll see words like future focus, idea generation, problem solving, passion. So mom, have you ever displayed any of those traits in what you do to serve your family or your children? Or the person who's working a part-time job in a tire store? Have you ever displayed some of those traits when something needed to be cleaned up or something wasn't quite right or the boss needed help with something or a coworker needed help or the executive in a major corporation? Think about what you do in displaying those same traits that God displays in creation and throughout human history. When the people of Israel were being knuckleheads, he solved problems. When they were starving in the desert, he solved problems. When they wandered away, he came up with solutions.
It's our hope that after the very first session, that you will embrace the entrepreneurism that God put inside of you. If you can just stop and bow your head and said, thank you, God, that I have been given these entrepreneurial traits because the world around you needs them to be activated.
And one of the reasons we want to make this case to you early is because as you go through the rest of the course, you have to some extent, buy into the fact that there are some things God put in you that you may or may not have been using to their fullest extent. One of them is your ability to activate entrepreneurial behavior. Later, we'll talk about spiritual gifts and entrepreneurial DNA and love gaps. We'll talk about other things that may have been very active or latent. This is the first thing you have to embrace and go, how does this tie into my calling made in God's image to be entrepreneurial in whatever area I'm called to be in?
If you can just bow your head now and thank God for creating you as an entrepreneur, that you have all of those pieces available to you right now. If you can just thank him for that and then pray that this course will enable you to bring them to life, you will have gotten exactly what we want at this point in the course.
Okay, so we're going to release you back to your study materials. Enjoy it. You'll be diving into a table that Levon built where he basically just took one of probably 10,000 examples, one of which is God in the creation story and a business owner starting up a business in the startup of a business. Now, you could have taken God in the creation story and laid it next to the mom example we gave, or a part-time worker, or a full-time worker. You just chose to use an entrepreneur starting a business. But it's interesting, and we draw your attention to that figure, figure A, to see God creating, and in this case, the business owner creating. And it'd be fun for you to take whatever role you're called to today and lay it next and say, when am I doing some very similar things, right? Closing thoughts, Levon, as we release them back to their study guide.
You're in for the surprise of your life if you have not embraced entrepreneurism. Boy, are you ever going to have fun.
We'll see you back at the next session.